It's the Falconcast podcast, the official podcast of the Atlanta Falcons. I'm Matt Moore, next to Jay Adams and Reed Farron, the bearded wonder. Hey, my man, No Shave November is over. We're in December. Did you just fall in love with the beard too much?
No, it's coming off. It's coming off Friday. Don't worry about it.
We just discussed how this was a sore subject, and you just right out of the gate.
That's what I do. Poke the beard.
It's coming off. It's coming off.
Reed, I think the beard looks great.
I think it does, too. It's great.
Hey, thanks, guys. Second consecutive week, we're with the first place podcast. This is the first place Falcon cast here. So the Falcons still in first place in the NFC South with a big victory over the Arizona Cardinals at home. That was nice. The Falcons they jumped right out, got after business, held a lead. It was nice not to have to kind of clench fist the whole time during the fourth quarter. That's what we want, right?
That's exactly what we want. We've heard from this team so many times this year, the word finish, but obviously in the opposite direction about needing to finish. Well, they actually did finish this time, and we saw what this team can accomplish when they play four quarters. And you got to like what you see. I mean, there were a lot of things that you come out of that game with. Smitty always says that there are positives and negatives to every game. I would think that the positives outweigh the negatives on this one.
And Reed, we'll get to you. The Julio Jones show was on Sunday. I mean, that was from out the gate. There was an animal inside number 11, a determined animal. Mm-hmm. I don't think he liked hearing some of the things Mr. Peterson from Arizona was saying last week. Would you agree?
Yeah, I definitely agree. And actually, Harry said it best when he said he knew Saturday night at the hotel. Julio was locked in and focused, so he was ready to go and come out. And to Julio's credit, he did what he did. He did his business on the field, didn't say anything, and afterwards had the chance to talk to him. And he is the same after a career day as he is when he doesn't have his best day and doesn't catch some balls or whatever. Exact same guy. And he's humble. He said that's the way he was raised. And he's ready to go, obviously, this week against Green Bay.
Let's stay on Julio for a sec, because that was a special performance. I think we talked about that with Hester in the Bucks home game. You can kind of tell it's a special day when someone – you can tell that it is a special moment in this player's career when we're up in the press box seeing someone do that kind of stuff.
Yeah. I mean, there's some career games that we can remember in recent memory for the Falcons. I mean – Matt Ryan, I mean, every time we get to a fourth quarter, right, 2 minute drill, you know, I mean, nice. That's some of the stuff that he does in the final 2 minutes will certainly kind of remind you of Julio's performance. I like, you know, some of the stuff that Roddy's done in recent years as well, just being that clutch player. You talk about some of these guys that have really made a name for themselves in this organization, and you know, it really comes on the heels of those big performances like we saw on Sunday.
Yeah, and it felt a lot like, you know, when they say in basketball, guys get in the zone. Julio was definitely in the zone, but so was Harry. I mean, he comes out with nine grabs, over 100 yards. And just, again, you said the importance of the brotherhood that they have showcased on the field. Eric Weems coming to his defense, you know, on the onside kick this past week. So those guys have each other's backs, and it carries over to the rest of the team.